As we continue our series looking at serious mental health issues, we turn our attention to a workbook intended to help those with these serious issues change their outlook. Dr. Victor Asher was a longtime clinical psychologist at the Sheridan VA and a current private practitioner in Sheridan who deals with those who have serious mental illness. He is joined by his editor and former suicide prevention specialist, Vanessa Hastings. Dr. Asher's book is called Self-Acceptance, The Key to Recovery from Mental Illness. He explains the purpose behind the workbook.
Well, I was given the opportunity to start a special program at the VA back in 1991, and it was designed to help people with serious mental illness recover and be able to move out of the hospital. At that time at the VA in Sheridan, we had a large number of veterans who had been in the hospital for long periods. There were programs that allowed the teaching of social skills, you know, starting conversations, budget management, recreation skills, and so on. But there was nothing that I could find that focused on changing the way a person that has had a mental illness for a long time would feel about themselves. They just didn't exist. So I thought, well, I need to start developing that. Because when people have a serious mental illness, it really profoundly affects how they regard themselves. And if they're going to recover, they have to change that.
I was curious if you were thinking always about the person that had the mental illness or also maybe people close to them.
Well, you know, the mental illness affects the whole family, of course, and especially if the mental illness is fairly severe. It has a very negative effect on the whole family relationship situation. So, you know, the families are looking for resources to help their member, you know, achieve a level of recovery. So yes, it's a family matter.
And so what the self-acceptance part of all of this, and one of the reasons that you wrote this, why is it so critical that people are feeling okay about themselves?
If you don't feel okay about yourself, you're not going to do the work that's required to recover, because it's very difficult to turn your life around when you have experienced a lot of loss related to your mental illness. If people are going to be able to do that hard work of restoring their lives, they have to believe in themselves.
Vanessa Hastings is also visiting with us. And Vanessa, you've done a lot of work with suicide prevention over the years. With these people, as things get worse, I mean, I imagine you would see the effort by Dr. Asher here is important.
A lot of the data shows that most people who attempt or complete suicide have an underlying mental illness that has gone untreated or either isn't being treated properly or the person just gave up their treatment. So getting to me, this type of a book, this tool, really can head off suicidality altogether.
Maybe explain to the listeners just a little bit about what somebody who is in that suicide state, you know, kind of what's their world like?
My reason for working in suicide prevention was because I had family members I'd lost or who suffered from suicidality. And I hadn't really experienced that myself until this past summer when I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder that's pretty disabling. It's just, you're just in a place where you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you don't see a way out, and then you start thinking, well, this is a way out. But because I had the training that I do, I was able to kind of pull myself back, even though I was white-knuckling it, and call a friend who I knew had training and say, you've got to help me out here because I'm on the edge. And he called my other friends, he called my husband, he helped me just get that safety net around me, which I think is what everybody in the world deserves. I mean, really within about an hour, I was calmed down. And that's what they say, if you can get to a suicidal person within an hour and help them, their chances of completing suicide go down tremendously.
The workbook is Self-Acceptance, The Key to Recovery from Mental Illness. Dr. Victor Asher is the author. Can you talk about a couple of the key points?
Well, I would say that one of the key points is hope. And without hope, people don't recover. And there's a specific section in the workbook that addresses hope, but the sense of hope, along with the idea of being able to accept yourself, is pretty crucial. And I think as people use the workbook, they begin to change the way they think about themselves. And then I think that's another key point, that just by going through the exercises, there's an opportunity to focus on who you are as a person, what are your strengths as a person, where are your limits, and how you can go forward with your life.
Vanessa, I'm kind of curious. Do you ever feel like you'll see a point where you're recovered?
That's a good question. And to me, recovery is just like in the world of substance abuse, it's ongoing. I don't see that ever ending for me. I have to be very aware of all the choices I make in my life in order to keep my depression in remission. That means sometimes I choose not to listen to dark music or watch heavy-duty movies or read books that might be dark. I have to be careful about the people with whom I choose to spend my time, what I eat.
Dr. Asher, is that the right answer? Is that what recovery generally is?
Yes, generally that is the case. We're not talking about a cure. We're just talking about learning to live well with a problem. They can live a very decent life. And you can say that about arthritis. You can say that about heart disease.
How do we pick up this workbook?
You can get it from Amazon pretty easily. And you can also go to Central Recovery Press and you can order it right off of their website.
It's called Self-Acceptance, The Key to Recovery from Mental Illness. It's available right now. I want to thank both of you, Dr. Asher and Vanessa Hastings, for visiting with us. And we wish you well with your effort. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you.